Well, there you go, Linda, opening at the show this evening. It's not a Tuesday, it's only Sunday. So we've got the Dice Man, Stephen Thornton, joining me for the first hour of the show. And we've got Intuitive Psychic Medium, Holly, there joining me for the second hour. Now, Holly came to me a little earlier and said, oh, if Stephen's on for the first hour, can I still have a reading? I said, yes, of course you can. But, you know, I think what we might do, I'm looking at four people in the call queue at the moment, and if we don't get too busy, I might do something a little different. If we get busy, then it might not be possible. But I'm sure Stephen doesn't get readings for himself, so we'll do the little reverse thing like we love to do, and Holly can give Stephen a reading. How's that then, eh? Yeah, because I'm sure Stephen would enjoy that. So we're just about to go. We'll have a second piece of music to start at the second hour when Holly joins us, because I've got something lined up there that Holly used on a previous show. There you go. Right then, four lovely people. One I haven't screened just yet, but we'll get to it in just a moment. And hopefully this line here is going to be Stephen.
Hello there.
Hi, yes, Stephen. I'm glad I didn't hear a female voice there, because I thought, oh God, if it's not Stephen, it's going to be Veronica. they're going to wind me up one of these nights now. Right, so Stephen, thank you very much for joining me here. And Stephen's off with us for the first hour of the show this evening, there, ladies and gents. So we have Laura on line one.
Hello, Laura. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you, Stephen?
Oh, very well, thank you, darling. Long time no speak, isn't it?
Yeah. So, what are you picking up?
What about your life, you mean?
Yeah. Do you want a specific question?
Yeah. I get the feeling here that, you know, dice here around you, I get a 5, 4, and 6 here. So I do feel that, although, you know, there could be new things for you as well, I feel there could be times around you where there could be some tough time to, you know, maybe you're going to be doing something or maybe teaching something or learning something or whatever. But I am being shown here that overall, I think it's going to be a really interesting time for you, because I get the feeling here that, sooner or later, you're going to be meeting new people and new opportunities coming for you as well, Laura. So I don't know if that relates to you or not.
Steve, what did you say? You said what else is coming for me?
Well, I feel it's going to be, I feel there's going to be new opportunities coming in for you. So I don't know if you've been thinking about doing something new. But as I said, to begin with, I felt that maybe there could be something around you where you could hit a bit of a brick wall, or it could be the fact here that you might want to do some training as well or learning new things. But whatever it's going to be, I can see you going through something which is going to be a bit of a tough time. But when you get around the other side of it, I think it's going to be really... This could be a positive outcome. So I don't think it'd be someone that's going to smack you in the face and say, oh my gosh, here we are. I think it could be that, you know, you could have minor hiccups, maybe around money or something like that, but definitely see new things for the new year. Definitely see things changing for you by Christmas, where you might have new opportunities meeting people and doors opening for you in something that you've probably been thinking about.
So I'm thinking about leaving the contract that I'm currently on. I'm looking for another tantra.
Well, that's probably what I'm talking about then, where you might have a problem there, where you might be going through there because something's coming to an end and then there's something else coming in for you. So I do see things changing. That's where the change comes in. But between then, there could be a bit of a hiccup where you are sort of in no man's land before things start again.
So are you saying there's going to be a gap in?
Well, there could be a short gap. You know, I feel there could be a short gap, I'm being told. Will it be a week? I think it might be about, you know, maybe a week or 2 weeks at the most, where there's a short gap before something else comes in or you start something else, because I'm being shown that, Laura. But when you do start it, it's going to be better the way, it's going to be all plain sailing from there.
Okay, well, that sounds good.
Sorry, what did you say, love?
That sounds good.
I missed that. Yeah, well, I think it is going to be good for you. I can see you, because what I like about you, Laura, is that although you care a lot, you know, sometimes you worry a lot, and sometimes you might think, well, you know, whatever, you've got this bright spark about you that, you know, you always seem to pick yourself up from, you know, falling down, if you like. You pick yourself up. And I can see your point here going forward where, you know, that you could be doing a bit more travelling in your life as well next year. And I can see the facts here with the fives here that, you know, you can expect some really happy times for you. And if you're, and I don't know if you're in a relationship or not, but if you're not in a relationship, you can find yourself being around somebody that brings you a lot of happiness and joy.
I'm not in a relationship. That would be nice to meet somebody there.
Oh, well, you are then. You're going to meet somebody that's going to bring you a lot of happiness.
Not.
Sorry?
I'm not in a relationship.
No. Okay then, but as I said to you, that if you're not in one, then I can see somebody coming around you that is going to be on your wavelength and bring you a lot of laughter, even if you, you know, maybe carry on where you are. But there will be somebody coming into your life there, and that in the future, I'm talking about in the future here, you know, maybe two years or 3 years down the line, where you actually
it'll be 2 or 3 years before I meet the guy. Is that what you're saying?
Well, sorry?
Are you saying it'll be 2 or 3 years before I meet him?
No, it'll be 2 or 3 years from now where you get married.
Oh, well, that sounds good.
Because there's the one and the five here, and I thought, just a minute, there's something could be an engagement or a marriage there, and I'm being told it's a wedding, and I can see this wedding, and it might be 2 to 2, 3 years' time, but you will have really lovely time with this guy, and maybe you'll be travelling around an awful lot from states and things like that, and you could well have an engagement there, but it might be a longish engagement before you both decide to do the hooky thing. You might even go to Hawaii or something like that and get married over there, sort of thing. It's going to be an adventure, and that's how your life is going to go. But, you know, where we're talking about now, okay, that guy won't be too long before he comes in. I feel will it be this year? No, I think it'll be next year it comes in, and I feel that it might be sort of around about March to April time. But I think that way, you know, this is going longer in the future, you know, I'm saying there. Because I definitely see you dancing around and being very happy.
Do you think I'll meet him at the new job?
Yeah, I feel that you'll probably meet him around about March, April time, actually. I think this could well be in a sense where, you know, where you're walking away from stuff, because you've been on your own for quite a while, I feel. But I get the feeling here that this is going to be linked to any new contract or any job that you'll be doing. I think this is where it comes in. So it's goodbye to where you are and hello to the future. And as one door closes, you know, another 10 close as well. But I'm going to see you being happy, actually, Laura. And I feel this could be good for you. You know, I think this could be great.
Yeah, I would like that. When do you think I'm going to start this new job?
Well, I feel this new job's coming in. I'm going on my pendulum here and going on the chart there. I reckon it could be towards the end of October. When do you finish your contract?
Well, it's actually supposed to start up in January, but I'm at the point where I'm ready to give 2 weeks' notice and move on.
Well, you see, the thing is, you've got a contract finishes in January, haven't you?
Yeah, but I don't want to.
I don't think you'll be there. Will you be there in January? I don't think you will be there. I think there'll be something else, a new opportunity coming in for you in around about November time.
That would be perfect
timing.
Perfect timing.
Well, I feel there, but you might go through a point where you might even take 2 weeks off. You know, it could be that. It could be simply that you decide to take a break from something, or it's the fact is that where you are, the company are not going to come up with honouring their contract, what's left of it to you, sort of thing, you know what I mean? But at the same time, who cares, because you're going to go somewhere better.
That would be great. Do you have any idea what kind of industry it is, Stephen?
I'm not too sure. I mean, it could be into, I don't know what you do at the moment, but it could be either property, or it could be into teaching or something like that, or into to do with health or holistics, or, you know, whatever like that. It's a question there where when it comes along, it'll be for you and you'll jump at it, I feel.
Okay, good. Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Laura. It's lovely talking to you, and I'm back here on Tuesday, so you give me an update, can't you?
I will. Thanks.
Yeah, bye.
Bye, Ken. Bye, Stephen.
Thank you, Laura.
Okay.
Little echo there. I do apologise for that, because it only seems to happen when there's two microphones open. And it's happening between my microphone and Stephen. Stephen is coming through nice and clear here, and I'm probably doing the same when I'm on. Because we're both in the Google Hangouts, it's kind of different from one night to the next. I don't know why, but we had a good clear connection the other night, and then and there's no two nights the same, and I don't know what causes it, I really don't. One night we get a clear reception with no echo, and then another night we can get the echo for some reason. I don't know why. It's got to be something to do with the server connection itself. But we'll persevere. I know people can hear Stephen, and we can hear the people talking back. It's not that bad, actually. I will remind you, though, if you are using a speakerphone, it does help if you turn your speakerphone up, yeah, because you get less echo that way. So there's three microphones, obviously. There's my microphone, Stephen's, and then the caller's microphone, so it's you know, it's a lot to go through the system. So okay, we're going to get on with it anyway. And on line two now, we have Holly.
Oh, hiya. How
are you doing?
I'm very well, Holly, and how are you, darling?
I'm good. Anything you pick up on's fine.
Yeah. Well, I bet you was a bit shocked when you heard that I was coming on, didn't you?
Yeah. It's a good
luck. I hope it was a nice surprise for you, CP.
Yeah.
I get a 3, 5, and a 4 here, so I do feel that I reckon things are going to get really, really exciting for you, actually. I think there's going to be new challenges coming in for you as well, you know, whatever. But I get the 3 here where things are going to start really generating stuff. So, and there's the 5 here where, you know, it's going to be good. You know, there's, you're looking at a contract, aren't you? You're looking at getting your stuff out there, aren't you? And I feel this will happen, okay? There are times when, you know, there could be things there that hold it up a little bit, but I can see that here, Holly, you know, things are going to change for you because you really worked hard for it. And I feel that, you know, there could be somebody there, you know, or if there's too many people around you, you have to walk away from people. But I can see the fact here that, you know, would I be right in saying there's somebody around you that you're trying to get this sorted out and they're not coming forward?
Yes.
Because I get the feeling that whoever's not coming forward, the 6 and 1 tells me here that walk away from it, okay, just leave it, don't worry about it, because you'll be a lot more happier because there'll be a more happy outcome. And I can see the fact here that whatever happens, there'll be a case where there is somebody, it's not a question of sitting down on your hands and thinking, oh, I'm waiting for this guy, waiting for this guy. I feel that the money comes in, the dollars comes in, the contracts come in, things change for you, and I feel that it's going to be a really good thing here for you. It's going to come, okay? And
yeah.
I feel, you know, by actually you turn around and standing up for yourself and not taking control of it and saying to people, well, are you or not? Are you with me or are you not? And put them on the spot. Not going to be with you. Don't be disappointed if they say no. Because at the end of the day, you know, you'll find somebody else. You'll get somebody else coming in. Because you are too good to go to hide underneath a bushel and not be noticed. You are too good. And you will, by default, you'll find yourself being in that place where people will want you to sit to hear you. People will want to take you on, and they will give you the contracts that you want. It's the default thing. It's not by accident. It's almost its destiny. It's going to work.
Yeah.
But maybe it's people around you that you're tied in with at the moment, who are not putting their weight, but are they going to do it? And if they're not going to do it, give them a timeline and say, well, if you don't do it by the end of October, I'm off. You know, I'm doing something different. Because it'd be their loss. It won't be yours. Because there'll always be something there. And, you know, just put yourself out there. I mean, somebody gave me a reading yesterday at a show, and they said, go on YouTube, you know, do things on YouTube rather than just on Facebook. So I said, that's good because it's a wide audience. It's a worldwide audience with YouTube. So I'm going to start going on YouTube and doing things, okay? And that reaches a wider audience. So why don't you put yourself out there in that way so people notice you for how good an artist you are and then wait for the plaudits to come in? And the people who are not working around you, they might realise they made a big mistake and they might want to take you on, but then you can drive it, because then you can say, well, you know, what are you going to give me? You know, it's what you deserve. You value yourself. So try doing that. Try doing things differently and put yourself out there instead of waiting, because that's all you're doing. It's waiting. And I tell you something, you know, it comes to a point where you'll be looking back, possibly, And you'll still be waiting in the year's time. You think, well, where's this guy? You know, he's there, but he's not doing anything. Well, if he's not going to do anything, he's not going to do anything, is he? So this is where you really get out there and you don't put all your eggs in one basket. You look around, you talk to people, get out there, find it, or they'll find you, and put yourself out there so people can hear you. And they will say, what's this lovely voice they can hear? And then you can put your stamp on it, and then people will come to you. And then after that, you get the contract. You travel around, you get what you want. And that's how it's going to go for you, Holly.
Yeah. Is there a time frame?
Well, the time frame, would it be a time? Was there a time frame here? I reckon that, you know, we're really basically looking at, you know, by the end of this year and going into next year, you know, by the end of December. I feel that next year in particular, will be something really good for you. This could be a really good year for you. I think it's time for you now to sort stuff out, really go to town, sort problems out, sort the issues out, sort the people out, be brave enough to say, look, you know, if you don't want it, ask them what they're looking for. Ask them if they're going to do it. And if they're not going to do it for you, or just say, okay, fine, I'll find somebody else, because there will be somebody else. And I feel next year will be a brilliant year for you. I feel, look, you're talented. You really are a talented young lady. And you know that. And I bet you're getting frustrated half the time because nobody seems to be doing it. They're talking to you. They talk the talk, but don't walk the walk. Is that right?
Yeah. Why are my books so delayed? Is she lying to me? My books. I published a book, but she won't send me the 100 copies.
Well, the thing is, do you know if those books have been published?
Yeah.
Right. And she's not sending you the money. She's not sending,
she's
me
not
the
sending me the 100 books. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think she's run away there for a minute. Okay. But I feel you will get those books. Okay. But this is where you either get on the cell phone and talk to her, or you just bash her door down and say, just a minute, you know, where's my books? Where's my 100 books? Did you have to pay for that? You have to pay for them, didn't you? So take your gang round there. Get your gang round there, your gang of friends. You know, do a job on them sort of thing. You'll get those books. You'll get them. But I think she's just sitting there. She's run away at the moment. I feel, is she on holiday? I don't think she's on holiday, but I think she's just hiding away there. She's got a situation there which I can't see, but maybe she hasn't done it. You know, whatever. But you having those books, and say something, you know, Holly, what are these books about, by the way?
It's my songs, so they're just made into poems. It's 68 or 70 songs, but they're poems. It's a poem book.
So how much are you going to sell them for then?
I haven't decided, because I haven't even got them in my hand.
Right, okay, when you get them, let me know, love. Let me know. Because you can send one over here, can't you, to me?
Yeah, I'll send you a free copy, of course.
Well, I didn't ask for a free copy. You know, you can't do that. But I'll tell you something, Holly, you'll get that, okay? What you should do is ring her up every single darn day. Every single darn day. And if you have to go down to there, you bang on the door and say, excuse me, but, you know, you told me these books are published. You know, where are they? I've come to collect them. I've come to collect because it's easier for me to collect than for you to flip and roll, wait for you to send them to me. Okay, so you go to collect and get on the phone to her. Because I'll tell you what, when you're doing that, they get so fed up with you, they're either going to hang up and run away, or they're going to damn well sort this out, because they know you're not going to go away. They know you've got your money. And if she's not going to give that to you, then that's ground theft. But I don't think that's going to be like that. I don't think it's going to be that way. I think the fact is that she probably hasn't printed all of them, and she's publishing them, whatever. You know, I've got a, you know, we got a printer, Leslie and I, we got a printer, okay. And he says to us, you ring him up, and yeah, it's being done. It's being done. You get there, you visit him, okay, and mind you, we've walked away now because we don't see him anymore, we've moved away from the area. But you go in there, oh, we haven't done it yet. It hasn't been done yet. You know, I'm just getting on the computer now. It's being done now. You know, being done. Okay. What part did she say they were being published, or were they being published?
She said they were done, and they went through the mail, and then the mail wind up sending it back to her. And I said, why would they send them back to you? I got all the other mail.
That is a load of rubbish.
I know.
No, that didn't. No. Not that. No, my dice are telling me no. No. That didn't work. No. She didn't do that. She didn't send them
she
out.
She doesn't have the money to buy the 100 books and send them to me? Is that what's going on? She broke?
Well, the thing is, okay, hold it. Who has to pay for the books?
I already paid in full, so she has to pay to get them published, you know, printed.
So hold it a minute. She has to pay as well?
Well, I would imagine. I paid my bill. Like, I should have my books.
Yes. So what part of it does she have to pay then?
I would imagine she has to pay to get them printed. With
right.
the money I
okay.
paid her.
Okay, put it this way then. I feel they've been printed, but there's something there, because either she's got them printed, right, okay, this is the way I feel it could have been done, okay, your money went there and paid for the printing, yes, right,
yeah,
go with me. She is supposed to put something else to it, but she hasn't put it to it. And that excuse she used was that it came back. That's a load of rubbish. Okay, I do feel she hasn't been honest with you. And I do feel there is a cash flow problem there. Somewhere there's a cash flow problem.
Yeah.
What you do, is she far away from you?
Yes, she's in the... Eastern. I'm a West Coast state. She's in the East Coast state.
Oh, shucks. Right. Okay.
I would have to complain. Yeah.
So you complain. You say, well, you know, what part? Well, she says she's mailed them. Say, what part of it, of you not, me not getting it and you getting it back, do I not get? Because my address is exactly correct.
Yeah,
either
that's what I told her in
the
last email.
So you say to her, what part of it did you not do? Because you haven't sent them, have you? Just accuse her of not sending them, because I don't think she has sent them. I think there was a cash flow problem there. I reckon I do feel the books have been public, you know, they've been done, but there's some finality there that hasn't been completed. There's something there.
She probably can't get them until she pays for them. She probably doesn't have the money to pay for them.
Exactly. That's probably it. It could be that they've been printed. You know, the books are there, right, in their entirety.
Yeah.
But she hasn't honoured her contractual agreement to get those books released.
Unbelievable.
Do you follow this? They haven't released the books to her because she hasn't followed up her part of the contractual agreement. So the books are there. Somebody has to give them the rest of the money. they release them. That's what
she
I.
She won't even tell me the name
you.
Of the company.
Sorry?
She won't even tell me the name of the company, so I can call them and ask, where's my books? Where's my books? She won't tell me.
Well, that is very naughty. That's very naughty of her.
Yeah.
I mean, if you haven't got it sorted out in the next 3 weeks, and you know, somebody's telling me get the feds after her, because you know she's putting it quite bluntly to you, Holly. Okay, if she's screwing
uh-huh.
you for this, then who else is she doing that to?
Yeah.
I mean, I bet you it wasn't cheap for you either. I don't think it was cheap
no.
for you.
$1,700.
I'm not gonna ruin you, but I'm not gonna turn around and say, you know, you've lost the money because there must be some, well, there must be some sort of compensation you can get if, by the way, that it doesn't work there, because I do get the feeling here that you will get them eventually. Something will change. But as I said, your personal bits there, I can really see you more than getting money back for this, okay? And I feel that, the disappointment, there will be something changing there for you. I do feel that this will turn around, okay? But I get the feeling here that maybe you should, if she's not telling you the name of a publisher, say you could actually talk to her and say, look, you know, right, okay, then you're not telling me the name of the publisher. And call a bluff and say, mine's, you know, I don't think you've gotten published, have you? Because if you've gotten published, you'd tell me who the publisher was.
Yeah.
Go to them directly, because I wouldn't want to do that. But you're refusing to tell me who the publisher is. So therefore, who's not being truthful here? You know, just be blunt with her, because after all, you know, you want your money back. You know, the books have been done, but I'm here. That she hasn't done her part of the bargain with the agreement. I think that she's messing about. So she hasn't lied that the books, you know, as she said, the books are published. She hasn't lied there, because I think the books are there, but something's happened. Maybe a check's bounced, or the transaction didn't go through from her side. That's what's happened. And now she's giving you the runaround. Yeah. So what you do is, she's a private person, isn't she? She's a private person. You know, she doesn't work for a company, does she?
I don't know. She won't even talk to me on the phone.
She won't even talk to me on the phone. Oh, right. Oh, dear. I'll tell you something, Holly. Okay. I don't mean this in a nasty way to you, but I think you're quite too trusting in a sense. I think you are thin, and you know, some people might say, but I wouldn't use the word naive, but I'm going to say to you, you know, fight your corner and get onto the phone with her tomorrow. And you tell her straight, we're going to hound her till the ends of the earth, because you don't believe the fact that she's got those books. You don't believe that you sent them out, because there's no way that the mailman would return them. There's no way, unless, you know, because they came to me and there was no postage on them, and I'd be doing the post. So don't give me that.
She won't give me the tracking number or anything.
No, because she didn't post them, because she hadn't done it. I told you, she hadn't done it.
Yeah.
You tell her she hasn't done it. And if she says anything, say, well, actually, if she says anything to you, you know, why don't you say, don't mention me, but you can say, well, I had a top psychic talking about this, and that top psychic turned around and told me that you haven't even flipping well honored your bargain, and you haven't even sent them.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't, and then she says to you, who was the top psychic, so I'm not going to tell you, because you're not telling me who the company is, so why should I tell you who the psychic was?
Yeah.
So then you really get onto her. Look, I'm a deeper and I want justice. If I was over there with you, Holly, I'd really go to town on your behalf. I really would.
Yeah.
I really would. Okay? It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Don't beat yourself up. Be there.
It's just not a nightmare. Yeah.
She has. What? Okay. You tell her that you somebody's turned around and told you, say, psychic, and you consulted a psychic, okay? And you don't have to say is, because she'll ask you, and you say, I'm not telling you because you're not telling me the true facts here. And when you told me that, then I would tell you the psychic is, okay? Right? Okay? But that's what I got for you. But overall, Holly, I can see you getting out there and I can see you being very successful. And it's overdue, well overdue.
Now, is it on the books and selling the lyrics?
Sorry?
Is it me being successful would be on the lyrics itself?
Well, I feel you will be. Yes, you will. Yeah. I mean, you're amazing. Look. Okay, I'll tell you something, right? Okay, you've got lyrics, haven't you? You write the lyrics, yeah? Bernard Taupin wrote the lyrics. Okay, Elton John wrote the music.
Yeah.
Right, so you've written the lyrics. Somebody else might put the music to it.
Yeah.
So you might have a partnership there with somebody. But at least it'd be little records going out there, or what you call them these days, you know, with your little name on it, Holly, whatever, and something else. You might call yourself something different because you might want to be anonymous.
Yeah.
I can see you having a really good time ahead for you, Holly. Okay. You know. It's a shame, really, that in a way, that because I know you ring a lot, don't you?
Oh, what?
You ring into the show quite a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'd been in your shoes, I would have rang into the show and just ask the psychic who was on the show that evening, before you did this, if they felt that this was going to be okay for you, or there's going to be a problem there. Okay.
Because I got two more books coming.
Yeah. Have you got the original manuscripts? Yeah.
I have one ready for book number two.
Yes, but have you got the original manuscripts of the, have you still got the original manuscripts of the lyrics from this book that you've sent this lady to be published?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right, you've still got the original manuscripts there. That's good then. Because you haven't lost any, you lost the money, but you haven't lost the manuscripts. That's the money. That's the money there. Okay.
Look
at the same time as chase the lady. She might own up and say that she's done something. Then you say, right, want me money back, so I'll sue you. Okay.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And sue her. Okay. I mean, I know the Americans are good at that, but tell her if you don't get. Tell her you'll sue her. If you don't get them by the end of October, say, I'll sue you. I will. I'll take you to court.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that will shock her up. And I'll tell you something, it will shock her up. I think you'll get a happy result, but one thing you won't never do, you won't use her again, will you?
No, heck no.
No. And this could be quite interesting for you as well. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting time. but hey ho,
mm-hmm.
you know, you will get something back from it. Even if you get the money back without the books, it doesn't matter. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you get money back without the books, because the books are there, but I mean, what they could do with them, I don't know. But at the end of the day, she, I don't think she's as kosher as what she made out in the first place, to be honest with you. But
yeah,
around, okay, do what, you know, take her there, take her to the limit, okay, and if it doesn't work, okay, threaten her, sue her, okay, you've got a good case there, whatever, and go somewhere else to get them published, and try to get them published on the West Coast where you are. There must be people on the West
yeah.
Coast around your area that can do it. Somebody that you know, that you haven't got that far to travel, Ollie.
Yeah. I don't know. Who is it?
Well, I don't know, but you must know. Come on. You know loads of people. Talk to people.
Not in the publishing.
Well, no, but the thing is that there's always a start. And look around on the West Coast. I'm sure there's people there. They can't all be on the East Coast, for goodness sake. They can't be.
The reason I picked her because she was urban editing. You know, my poetry is not. It's Tupac oriented.
Yeah, but anyway, do what I said, okay?
Yeah.
Get on the phone to her tomorrow.
Yeah.
Say you're not going to let this go. Tell her that if she doesn't come up with the goods, then I'd say you'll be generous. You can tell her that you've spoken to a top psychic if you want. If she's not going to give you much information, then you lose it, sort of. Don't lose it, but just say to her, I'll give you the end of October if you don't, I'll sue you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But I can see you being happy. I'll speak to you on Tuesday, because you can tell me
okay.
how the went on Monday.
Yeah.
And you tell me on Tuesday how well you got on.
Okay. I will do that.
Okay, thank you, Holly. You know I love you.
Okay, You're beautiful. Yeah, you too. Hello?
There you go. Yeah, so there's Stephen. I've quietened Stephen's microphone because of that echo. All right. So Holly, I'm going to have you reading for Stephen just now. After the next two calls, so you're going to do the reverse. right. So what does there more? And I know. Because I like to study things from time to time. And there's a law here in the UK called non-plausible recognition. She needs to name her company, otherwise you've got her over a barrel and you can sue her for every penny she's got. Yeah? Can you hear me okay? Or is my microphone not working? No, I've lost sound. Holly? Gone? She's gone? Okay, just a minute. Well, you gotta bear with me now, ladies and gents. I don't know what's happening here. Stephen?
Yes?
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, Ken.
Oh, you can hear me. Oh, right. Holly can't hear me for some reason. Oh, yeah. Do you know, you've heard of that law, have you?
Sorry?
You've heard of that law here that we're having in the UK called non-plausible recognition.
Yes. And don't forget, if they
can't come up with a plausible name for their company, you threaten them with that. And put that over their head and say, right, I'm going to sue you on the non-plausible recognition. You can't name your company. Get ready to meet my solicitor.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because she can sue for every penny there. I would, definitely. Okay. Right then. Cindy.
Hello.
Hello, is that Cindy?
It is.
Oh, hello, Cindy. How are you getting on, lovely?
Hi, Stephen. I'm all right. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Long time no speak. I mean, we've been doing loads of readings for soul realignment readings for people in Canada and Idaho and California and stuff like that. Been putting on Facebook, and it's really nice to catch up with you again because it's been a long, long time.
Very nice to chat with you too. Glad I catch on today. Cool.
Yeah. So, how can I help you today, then, darling?
Oh, got a lot of different things that I'm needing to get resolved in different areas. So maybe you can just kind of start with a general reading and just.
Well, what I get with you is that I know you're very energetic. I know that you're very enthusiastic and doing things. And I know at the same time you can be quite a private person as well. But I am picking up with you that by knowing the things that you know, doing the things you do, and actually being successful in the things that you can do, I feel that there's something different you want to do, and I feel that if you want to do that, you'll do it. In as regards to things that are going around you at the moment, I feel sometimes that there are people in your life, you feel like things are spiraling out of control. Can you understand that? I'm not saying they're out of control, but they feel like they're spiraling out of control.
Yeah.
So that's where the six is, right? That's where the six is, okay? And I feel that there's the four and the five here. So this is where you overcome all those situations and have a happy outcome. So it's where you... Still there, Cindy?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, so I just hear the beeping sound. What causes that is where you are actually taking control of your life, sticking up for yourself, and almost saying to people, well... You know, you can do what you want, but I don't care anymore because it doesn't really matter. You can be very, you know, I can see you being very, very successful in things and move and new energy coming in and new people coming into your life that will be on a different vibration to one you got. And I feel that where you are concerned, there are too many, you seem to be the one in the middle of everything, like pig in the middle. And you're the one that seems to be having everybody come to them with all their issues and all their problems. And sometimes you don't quite know what to do with it as well. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I feel with you that where you're concerned is that it's time for you to say stop. Okay? Stop. Just do what you want to do. Tell them, I'm not having this anymore. And... stick up for yourself and be bold enough to say to people, look, I'm sorry, but I've got things to do. I'm not your Agni Aunt. I'm not the person who's gonna be the sponge that takes all your problems and things like that. I've got I don't care. And you tell them that. And then you find yourself in a much happier place. And there's the 4, 3, and 5 here. And once you've done that, I think, okay, you're very caring, you're soft-hearted, you don't like upsetting people, maybe you should do. And it's not those people that really could be your friends, that those people there are just going to take advantage of your good nature. And then you find yourself in a much happier place, you get an happy outcome there, you feel comfortable, you feel good about yourself. Again, the 5 tells me here that you can really enjoy your life in the future and actually... Go in a direction that you really want to go in there, Cindy. Does that make sense with you? Can you relate to that?
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yep.
Well, that's good, because I'm glad you do. Tell you what
it
I'm seeing as a general thing. But I know that, you know, I can see you being, I mean, you've been hurt so many times, haven't you? I mean, you've had to, you might have been through a breakup and stuff like that, where people have not been honest with you. And I feel
right.
sometimes with you, Cindy, that, am I right here?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. And I feel with you that sometimes you're just thinking about, you know, where do I go next, you know? And it's all that sort of thing going on in your head there. There's been lots of tears in your life. There's lots of emotion in your life. Sometimes you feel like, you know, what's the point? You know, that's the way you feel sometimes. But the fact is, though, Cindy, when I throw advice around you, you are a private girl. You're a very thoughtful girl. You're a lovely person. People that are on your wavelength and you're with them, you're there to, you're helping them, and you're helping too many people. But it's time for you to help yourself, Cindy. It's time for you to let go of the people that you don't need in your life. And just think, you know, when you get rid of a load of people in your life, just think of how many birthday presents or cards you don't have to send anymore. You know, it's that sort of, you know, whatever. And I can see you walking into something new, you know, trusting yourself again, believing in yourself again. And you won't have to look over your shoulder waiting for people to see who's going to attack you from behind anymore. It's you going forward and having the life that you want and enjoying the life that you wish for. And I can see that.
Well, yeah, I've cut pretty much everybody out of my life. I spend most of my time by myself now.
Yes.
But I really would like to move to a better area where work is better and finances, you know, my work, my business would pick up, and just a lot of things culminating all at the same time that.
Yeah.
I can't really fix because business is slow here and I don't have the funds to do what I need to do, go where I need to go.
Yes. Yeah. I can see you finding your direction. I can see you having purpose in your life. I can see you finding your purpose and the objective where you're going to go in the future. And I can see you enjoying your life and traveling around. And yes, you know, time for you to let go if you haven't let go of people, but maybe you have done that. But this is your time now to enjoy your life and be living the life that you want to live. And if nobody wants to, if there are people in your life or people that don't want to go with you on this journey, then it's their loss, it's their hang up, it's not yours. You're too clever by half, and you know that you can do what you do. You can do whatever you like to do. And when that happens, Cindy, you'll find somebody comes into your life that will not only understand you, but will want to be with you, even if it's in a relationship, if you're not in one, or as a good friend that will help you, but at the same time understand you.
Well, that would be good.
Right.
That'd be a nice change.
Yeah. Well, I can see you being a happier person than that. I can see you trusting yourself and believing in yourself and finding the things that you need to do and overcoming all the obstacles in your life. I can see that. And I can see you being in a magnificent place, you know, even in a relationship. Are you in a relationship at the moment?
No. I've recently met someone who keeps calling, texting, wanting to see me, but they haven't, you know, completed all their paperwork for a former relationship they were in. It's over, but they haven't really, they haven't finished what they need to take care of before they can move forward. So I have really just held back and not
Yeah.
Not move
but
forward.
I can see.
Well, so I have someone contacting me and trying to get me to meet up with them, but I'm not.
No. But I can see you being in a better place. I can see you meeting somebody new. I can see somebody else coming into your life, so you might have a choice there. I think this guy here, although he likes you and everything, I think he's got so much there in the paperwork stuff that maybe he doesn't know what to do. Maybe there's lots of stuff tied in with that that he can't deal with. But me or somebody else comes along and steals you from under his nose. And I feel you're going to, you know, it's going to be good for you anyway. It doesn't matter, does it? I wouldn't worry about that guy too much because there's other things coming in for you, Cindy. And you're going to enjoy yourself and you're going to really find that, you know, that things change around you in a big, big way.
Okay. Do you see, do you see anything as far as timing when work will pick up, which when work picks up, that provides the funding that I need to be able to take care of all these other things that are stressing me out?
Well, I feel, I do feel that the work situation will pick up, okay? Will it be this year? No, will it be next year? Yes, it will. I think it might be sort of like towards the end of January when it really does pick up. I don't see a big problem with you between now and then, you know, a big problem. I don't see that. I see a few obstacles, but come the end of January, I think you're going to find things changing in a big way.
Okay. All right, well, I was hoping you'd say sooner, but I guess I could hold out.
Well, I feel January, the end of January is going to be the big one. Whatever is going to happen in January is bigger than what's happening now, okay? I'm looking at the longer term here. I don't see too much problems here going up to which way now and then. It's going to be like... you know, a bit of rubble in the road, if you like. You know, you're trying to get there. You get there. Then suddenly, at the end of January, you think, "Oh my God, here we go!" And it'd be like it'd be really good for you then, because you really take off.
Very good.
Well, so thanks very much. I think my hour's up here in a minute. I think.
Thank you so much.
I'll see you on Tuesday anyway, so I'll speak to you on Tuesday if you're ringing in.
Okay. Well, thank you, Stephen.
Okay.
Nice talking to you again.
Thank you, Cindy. Yeah, take care, darling.
Thank
Bye.
You. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay.
Bye, thank
Stephen's
you.
Stephen's got to go, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Cindy. Thing coming across there, the two microphones. You can see the microphone feedback for some reason this evening. I don't understand what makes that happen from time to time. We've used this method now for quite a few shows. We've used it with... Dina Jenkins, we used it with Ron there the other night when Ron joined us. And it works. But I think what probably happens there is that sometimes you can have an oversensitive microphone. If it's an oversensitive microphone, I know Stephen's microphone is very sensitive. This microphone here is very sensitive, and it does pick up things that it's not supposed to pick up from time to time. It depends on the different night, because you get atmospherics and all sorts of things. So there's never two nights the same. It could be that one of the repeaters is down as well. So the signal is not as strong tonight as it normally is. Okay, right. Now, I'm going to ask Stephen to sit there for all of 5 minutes, perhaps, while we do the reverse, because we're going to bring Holly in now. And I'm going to shut up and let Holly do the talking. So, Holly's going to pick some cards and do a reading for Stephen. How's that then?
Hi, I don't use cards. I don't use cards at all.
Hi,
hi, Holly.
Again.
Hi.
I'm nervous to give you a reading.
Oh, don't be nervous, sweet pea.
But on my, you have to start out with a question, and then it will start to flow.
Right. If you want me to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how can you see things going for the next, 4 or 5 months for me? You know, I'm just coming out of an IVA, and I'm just hoping that will go all right, because I should have finished it in June, but it goes to January, and I'm just worried that things might not go so well, but I'm just hoping that things will. So just wonder what you pick up around that.
So I don't really know what the first part is. What are you asking about?
Well, see how my money's going to go for me over the next
few
months.
Oh, money.
Yes.
Money. Okay.
Money.
Let's see. Well, right now what they're showing me is you're counting money and you're putting it in different piles for different things. You're separating it.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. There's one pile that's short. The rest of the piles are making it. So the first pile is short. Let me see if they can tell me why. I'm sorry, I'm thinking.
That's
all right. I don't know. Something February, you'll have enough money on the first pile.
Oh, that's good then.
Yeah. They're not telling me what or where or anything. Are you saving them in different areas?
Well, I'm trying to. Because, I've got lots of things going on here, and I just want to sort of like doing things on YouTube and stuff like that. I want to get that sorted out and stuff like that. And we're just trying to.
The one that's
see if we
short.
Can put some money aside.
Yeah, sorry. The one that's short is very short right now.
Yeah.
Like hardly any money in it. That's what they're showing me.
I am. Yes.
Okay. Okay, ask me another question.
We're looking at in the work situation, I'm hoping that things will pick up for me, particularly next year, because it's been a good year so far this year, been a mega year, and it might continue next year.
Okay, when you were talking, they just kept showing me that you're really stressed out about it, and that you're getting like sweat on your forehead. I don't know why they're showing me that. They showed me that three times.
Yeah, you have to come over. You have to get a cucumber and rub it over.
Say again.
I said you have to get some cucumber then, won't I? Just to cool it down.
You keep blotting your forehead of the sweat to come off. Like you're stressing about the money situation. That's what they're showing me.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Well, I'm always worrying about it. I wouldn't say stressed, but I'm worried about it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's pretty much, that's a lot of worrying if you're sweating.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Ask me another one if you don't mind. Question.
Sorry?
Ask me another question.
Oh, right. Okay, then. So, okay, this is in the long-term thing here, you know, because we're playing in a few years' time. But I have been thinking about in between now then that, you know, working on some new project. I'm not sure what the project is at the moment, but I'm just thinking about doing something different. And one of the things that I've started doing is soul reading. And I've been doing taster readings for like psychic fairs. And I've been thinking about maybe somebody suggested to me that maybe I should do my own cards. Do my own cards. But they revolve around the dice.
What they're showing me when you're talking is you're making a deal with somebody. The echoing is so annoying.
I'm sorry.
No, it's me. I'm hearing my own voice echo back at me. Okay. So there's a tall man, taller than you. And he's wearing black, like maybe a black suit or something, and you're shaking his hand.
Right.
You're making a deal with him. It's going to be good, you know, positive.
Oh, that's good.
Do you know who I'm talking about or no?
I'm not sure. Did you ask them who they are?
He's very tall. He might even have a hat. Well, you guys are a little different out there than we are here. Like, you dress better.
Yes. I mean, it could be my granddad or something like that, but he used to be around me because he was quite tall.
Yeah.
Hello, Stephen. Just hang on a minute. Okay. Just hang on a minute because I'm going to try and restart the studio because that echo is getting a bit annoying. We're losing callers as well now. But just bear with me. Let's see what we can do from this end.
To you now.
Right, I'm hoping that will be better now.
Hello?
Hello there.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me, darling?
Yeah, okay, it's not echoing. Oh, no, it's echoing.
Is it echoing still?
So you said that might look like your father or your grandfather?
Yeah, I thought it might be me. Could well be my grandfather, actually, because he was quite a tall guy and he used to wear a hat. No. I spent a lot of
black
time
hat?
With him, actually. Well, I'm not sure. It might be a dark brown one he used to have. Yes, he did. Back in the days, he used to wear a bowler hat or a top hat. Yes.
Wow, that's what I see.
Because he was born in 1897, I think it was. And he died in
1900. Hello?
Yeah, so, yes.
Still
yeah, I can understand.
Is Ken with us? Okay.
Just a minute, because the echo went. When I come back a different way. The echo went, and I could hear you both clearly, and then all of a sudden it was back again. I don't know if it's something. I can't imagine where it's coming from. Okay. No worries. So long as you can hear each other, that's fine.
Okay. My goodness. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
It's really throwing me off my flow, you know? Okay, let me see.
You
are
going to
get a deal. I'm sorry. It's weird. Okay. Okay. Want to try to ask me another question? Now I can't stop. Oh no.
I can't think of any other questions now, to be honest with you, because that's the main things I was going to ask you about.
Okay. Let's see. They're saying to do the cards. The cards are a yes.
The cards are a yes.
Sorry?
You were going to do some cards, right?
Yeah. I was thinking about doing these. You know, somebody suggested about doing some cards, you know, revolving around the dice, you know, where.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, you know what I mean. Putting dice on
the
cards. Wait.
They said yes, and they'll sell well. They said yes to do that.
Oh, that's good. So you get a free pack as well.
Thank you.
I think it's going to be a good thing, actually. I think it is going to be a good thing to do that. I can plan them all out and see what I'm going to do. And I feel I could do... I know there's only three dice you use, so there'd be 18 cards, but maybe it could be more, because it'd be doing, you know, whatever you could be doing, you know, whatever. It's gonna be good fun, I think it's gonna be good fun. You know,
they're
doing
saying to put
because
some
people,
character cards. Add character cards. Add in some cards. I see like characters on it, like the Joker. I don't know, like little, but not the Joker. I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Okay. Now, this one's weird. They're saying something about orange sugar. Do you like that, or does somebody eat that?
Yeah, I used to have them when I was a child. The orange sherbet sweets, yeah.
They're bringing that up.
Lemon sherbet sweets.
Yeah, they're saying for me to mention that to you for some reason.
Oh,
was
right.
Your grandfather around then?
Well, he was, but the other part of it was that... The other part of it was that... We went into town a couple of days ago. We went to this old, there's a market there. And, you know, where you get these units. And there's a sweet shop there, and they had all the old sweet shops. They had all the old sweets there, lemon sherbets and aniseed twists and all that sort of thing, bullseyes. All the old sweets that Ken would know. Ken would know about the sweets, you know, because he's very old. So he would know about them.
But I see a little boy sitting on the chair in the sweet shop, and his feet can't touch the ground, and he's eating the sweets.
Yeah. Well, that's, I never did that in the sweet shop, but that's symbolic, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you want to try another question?
Well, no, I'll leave it at that, Holly. Okay.
Okay, wait, did you have a little doggy? A little tiny one?
Brown one? I'll ask you a tiny one then, okay? I'll ask you a little tiny one then, okay? Can you see us moving to Spain?
Oh, Spain, nice. Let me try that after you. Did you have a little dog? A little brown dog?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah, they're bringing him up for some reason.
Little Yorkshire Terrier.
Did he used to, like, run around your feet and you almost trip on him?
Yes. There's two of them, actually.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Say again?
I said, that's amazing.
Isn't it cute? Okay, so let's see. Spain. Let's see.
Yeah.
I think you're going to travel first with luggage to look. And then decide if you want to move.
Right. Because we did that in March where we went across there and
had
a business. And it didn't come out. It didn't come out because the guy didn't think that we were suitable for whatever reason. But we are looking, we are still looking, but it might not be for 3 years, but that's our intention. I just thought, you know, I know it's a little way off, but I just wondered if you felt that could be the case there. And it might be the fact that we go over there and have a look first and then see stuff and then come back and then go for it.
Yeah. Do you have a hard luggage with a sticker on it?
Right, yeah.
The hard kind? Yeah. They're showing me your luggage.
Are they? They're not showing you what's in it, are they?
Let me see what else they show me.
Oh,
you guys
great,
really
want
to go there. Yeah.
Sorry?
I see that you really want to go there.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Some workout over there.
But your wife's going to be sad. Your wife's going to be sad when you leave where you are now. She's going to cry.
Who will be?
Is it your wife, right?
No. Could be my daughter and stuff like that. They might be a bit upset.
Oh, yeah, it's a female. Yeah. So she's going to cry. Because she's going to miss where she is now.
Yes. But then I'll tell her that she can... what you call it? Come on, cheap holidays.
Yeah, but she's going to meet a man over there. She's going to meet somebody pretty quickly when she goes there.
Right.
How old is she, if you don't mind?
Well, I've got three girls around me.
Yeah. They're all over 18, I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, she'll wind up loving it. So one of them's going to cry. Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Holly.
Anytime.
That's really nice, you know. That's really great.
You can ask me anything. Yeah, go ahead.
You're very clever. You're very talented. And don't let anybody say you're not.
Okay. Thank you.
And, you know, if you're around on Tuesday, I'll speak to you again on Tuesday. But thanks very much for that,
okay.
Lovely. Thank you.
Anytime.
You take care. Bye.
You too. Bye, hon. Ken.
Okay. As I say, Stephen seems to have disappeared. We lost Holly. And we lost connection there for a little while from this end. So if there is anybody out there listening, we've got no guest anyway now. So I hope you've enjoyed what we were able to bring you this evening. It's been fun and games for whatever reason. I don't know. So when it works, it works. And when it don't, it don't. For one reason or another. So there's no callers there in the call queue at the moment. Stephen had to leave after the first hour. Holly is not there anymore. So Holly left. and there's no other callers. It's very strange happenings indeed.